Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. It's Thursday, November 16th. And I'm Jack Peterson. Lonesome Jack this morning. Jim is out. He is, according to the subject line of the email, he is sicker than a junkyard dog. But fear not. We have a full show today with Rob Talbot. He's the new executive director of the Panhandle Theater. And also wears many hats. He's the head at Maddox Farms Productions and the main organizer behind Jack Frost Fest, which is coming up this weekend. Rob Talbot, where do you hail from originally?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thanks good for having morning. Me. Originally, I hail from Virginia.
Okay.
Kind of just outside the mountains in the Piedmont area of Virginia.
What's November weather like back home?
Well, October and November, pretty much, fall there is about as good as it gets. It's just probably in the 50s and might kiss freezing here or there in November, but rarely.
Our missing co-host, Jim Healy, has a sister in, I think she's in Alexandria. No, she's in, she's right outside of D.C. One of the, can't remember what that one is. Arlington, maybe? And she is, so sometimes he'll give out the weather forecast for her if she's tuned in. Yeah. And it always seems to be about, 20 degrees warmer.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. At least at this time of year. Let's talk, I guess, about Jack Frost Fest for awesome. Openers.
We have a few things to cover this morning.
Yeah, indeed. A lot of stuff going on. And we'll talk. After this, we'll talk about your new role at the Panhandle Theater. So, listeners, stay tuned for that. It looks like Jack Frost Fest is coming up this weekend. Matchwood Brewery and Evans Brothers Coffee.
Yeah, at the Granary District, Saturday the 19th. We have music starting at 11:30, going till about 7 or going till 7. And it is outdoors. It's a celebration of the upcoming season where... Mm-hmm. We're going to get out and have a good time, even though it gets dark and it might be, as you said, chance of rain. But out of the forecast, I like, says 40, mid-40s and sunny.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it turns out. But we're tough enough. We've been doing this outdoors for, this will be the third year. We've done this at the Granary District with Matchwood and Evans Brothers. And it's a pretty sweet little event. And, you know, this year, Ting and North Root Architecture also stepped up to really help out with making this possible to do this for free to the public.
Nice.
We've got a long list of sponsors, too.
Sure.
To mention all of them. Again, Ting, North Root Architecture, Matchwood Brewing Company, Selly Design Group, Evans Brothers, The Heartwood, The Novas of Evergreen Realty, Poochie's Pub, Schweitzer, The Reader, Washington Trust Bank, KPND Radio, Tomlinson Sotheby's, and KRFY.
Hey, thanks. That's us. I was just looking again at the weather report. I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe a little rain and right at the end. It's fine. Looks actually like it might even be kind of sunny and high in the 40s. That's great. Let's see. So we got music by...
Yeah, we got a lot going on. We got music. We got face painting. We have... Creations will be there doing crafts from 1 to 4. We've got the Panhandle's Beer of the Century launch party will be going on in conjunction with us. So we got a lot of stuff happening on that day for people of all ages. And the music is a wide variety. Most of you that follow Maddox Farm and what I do know that I tend to like a variety of music. And we're going to blend a lot of that together with two stages. We've got a stage underneath the overhang at Matchwood called the Matchwood Stage. And we are putting we have this other stage on the loading dock between the Climbing Gym and Shotsky's. So we do event tent up there.
Cool.
So if you go to Maddox Farm, MATTOXFarm.com, you can, there's a description of all this and you can kind of see some of the images and see what it kind of looks like. But you can go into Evans Brothers and get some warm coffee or hot chocolate to warm up and then kind of swing over into Matchwood and get a beer of the century to help out the Panhandle.
And that's new, the Beer of the Century thing.
The Beer of the Century thing is new, yes. Yeah. So the Panada is launching and with Matchwood. They've done this for a couple nonprofits in the area recently, Ponderay Peddlers and Kinnexu Land Trust for Save the Sled Hill, two examples. And they're working with us at the Panada to switch hats real quick with us at the Panada to raise some more money for the Century Fund. We've got lofty goals there, and so far the community is really stepping up to help out and get us there. So we're continuing to move in that direction. This is one of the ways people can help, is to get that Beer of the Century, and part of the proceeds from that go to the Panada.
That's a really cool thing that Matchwood has started doing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have you seen the artwork yet for the?
I have. Yes. Can? Yeah. Nice. I think people are going to like it quite a bit. We're going to come on by Saturday and you can see it.
Yeah. that will be cool.
Take a six pack home with you.
And you got the main stage, and then you'll be able to kind of be setting up the next band on the other stage while the one band is playing. Is that
correct?
The idea there?
Yeah. That's so
smart.
At 11:30 to 12:30, Stephen Wayne, a local amazing musician, is going to be playing from 11:30 to 1, or 11:30 to 12:30, and then Bridges Home plays from 12:30 to 2, and then Right Front Burner is 2 to 3, and then the two tracks, which is, they're out of Sheridan, Wyoming, and they're phenomenal. They played here a couple times in the past.
I know we have one of their albums, and
Hopefully we'll be playing some of their music.
Yep. We've got the title cut off of Postcard Town that we'll play a little later. But yeah, they are good. They've been here. They played iCarts and probably the Heartwood.
They haven't played iCarts. Now they played Jack Frost Fest the second year,
uh-huh,
which was back in 2019.
Okay.
They played as a duo, kind of a house show here one time, and they played at Summerfest this year.
That's where I'm thinking of them.
Yeah, this is a real good opportunity to get them in town, and some people that weren't able to make it to Summerfest can see them, and those that saw them at Summerfest know they need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're internationally touring. They played all over the world, play all over the country, and have just a lot of fun, a lot of talent. Their vocals are really impressive. They're kind of a Western roots rock is how they describe themselves. So it's kind of Americana, has some Western country elements to it. But the vocals, there's two lead vocalists, the male, female, and they almost, you can, if you close your eyes, you can feel them dancing with each other vocally.
Hmm.
And it's just beautiful.
Hmm. General Mojos.
And then General Mojos. Yeah. They are high energy, kind of neo soul, a little bit of funk, a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop. Just a blast. And they're going to be playing from, 5:30 to 7:00. So that's, if you're getting a little chilly, it's time to dance. Those guys and gal will get us up and dancing. So the complete schedule is on the website, MattoxFarm.com, MattoxFarm.com. And you can click on the Jack Frost Fest link at the top, and that'll give you the schedule of what's going on and links to all of our sponsors. And please help us thank them. I mean, again, we wouldn't be able to do this. It's like the summer series, like this community steps up and really supports these things. And it's really cool to see that. And, you know, we need to keep thanking them every chance we get. Cause you know, that a lineup like this, this should be a $25 or $30 ticket all day long. Mm-hmm. And these sponsors are stepping up to make this work.
And it's free.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Local legends, Bridges Home and Right Front Burner.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a good day. Who's invited to this thing? Is it open to kids as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So nice. We've got Creations will be there. Lauren cool. will be doing mm-hmm. arts on that underneath the that center stage where the mm-hmm. greenery the drop thing is, whatever.
I know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So she'll be there doing some arts and crafts with the kids. Like I said, we'll have face painting as well. You know, Bridges Home, if your kids haven't seen them, then you need to make that happen. They are so much fun and so so talented with multiple instruments. Your kids can see how many instruments someone can play and maybe get excited about a different instrument or something that they haven't seen before. So I'm really excited to have them playing in that time slot where the kids will be the most prevalent.
Yeah. I mean, they play great music for grownups too, but
definitely.
I know that they have, they've got a couple of songs I think that are really aimed at, kids, including, I think one for at least one of their grandchildren, probably for all of them.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. You mentioned face painting. We got both Evans Brothers and the brewery will be open, I suppose. You can go
Correct.
In and
yep.
and warm yourself up a little bit if you
and we'll have that. Heaters and fire pits and things
oh,
like
the fires.
That around.
Yes.
And we'll nice. Be you know, like I said, it's kind of getting we're getting ready for the season that's upon us, the cold and the dark and the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanna this is kind of the last opportunity in the fall to get outside and be around people outdoors and have a big party together. So
cool.
Also, it's my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Tasha.
Oh, all right. What a fun birthday party. Do you always put it on the 18th, like even if it's in the middle of the week, just so?
You know, so the evolution of Jack Frost Fest, so I guess I should say Jack Frost Fest, the idea from that came from a party that happens in West Virginia at Whitegrass, a little place in Davis, West Virginia, and they do Jack Frost and have a big party first weekend in December. So we started originally with that and had it at the Panada 1 year and then had it at the Heartwood a couple years, and those were ticketed, and those were like the $20 or $25 tickets. And then after COVID, when we came back after COVID in 21, we partnered up with Matchwood and Evans Brothers to bring it there into more of a community space and started getting sponsorships to be able to make it happen on a bigger level and on that with that free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I said, this will be the third year outdoors, and
I guess it has third year outdoors, and you said it started in the Heartwood before that.
It was in the Heartwood before that, and it was at the Panada before that.
Oh, okay. I missed the one at the Panada, I think. Shoot, but the. Let's see. Again, it's 12 to 7 p.m. this Saturday, November 18th. It costs nothing to attend. You can show up, though, and buy yourself a coffee or a beer or
Spend some of that money on the Panada's Beer of the Century.
Yeah.
Help out the Panada.
And it is at the Granary District. It was between Matchwood Brewery and Evans Brothers Coffee, that space between, Oak and... Church Street between 5th and 6th there, or 6th and Short, or whatever that is. Yeah.
Yeah, and the some of the parking will be taken up there between Evans Brothers and Matchwood, but there's a lot of parking over there off the street, as well as at the Heartwood and that public parking to the east of the Granary District.
Anything different? Have you learned anything from the last couple of ones that you've done that makes you want to... change things up? Yeah, I guess you mentioned the second stage already.
Yeah, the second stage, the since we moved it outdoors, we've moved it earlier in November. So we used to, again, it used to be that first weekend of December. Now we've kind of moved it back into November.
Yeah.
So we can try to stay away from the cold and snow.
Yeah.
The first year we did it outdoors, it was colder and snowier. And I think that probably had an influence on attendance.
Yeah.
So, and it definitely had an influence on the band's fingers and their excitement to play. So, but yeah, we put a bunch of heaters on them. You know, we've learned to make sure the band stay warm by heating them up.
Yeah.
The two stages is a really nice thing. And just trying to bring in more community partners to make it more of a community event, like having, you know, last year was the first year Creations was there. At the outdoor event, and then face painting, bringing that in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
And just keeping on trying to, you know, improve the music schedule and make that something fun and engaging for people to come out and see.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the feels like something of a kickoff to the busiest entertainment, at least time of year for this area.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, or I guess summertime, of course, is that too, but it's kind of there. It ebbs and flows. And this is kind of the beginning of a flow, an ebb, whatever, a flow.
A flow. Yeah. There's, well, you know, there's a lot going on, obviously, as you're kind of alluding to, you know, and we're going to talk about some of the schedule going on at the Panda, which is pretty heavy and holiday influenced. Mm-hmm. You know, the Heartwood, we've got events, a lot of events going on there too. We've got a Celtic Christmas show that is, we've got about 30 tickets left for that, for the Gothard Sisters. And then there's a Celtic Christmas show at the Panada too, which is gaining on ticket sales. So it's pretty cool to see all these things really being able to work.
Let's play some music from one of these bands, at least one of these bands.
Yeah.
We got the two tracks. They're from, again, Sheridan, right?
Sheridan, Wyoming, yes.
Okay. And they will be playing at Jack Frost Fest, what time?
They are from 3 to 4:30.
Okay. And that's at the Granary District. Again, the place is going to be open from 12 to 7, but you can go catch the two tracks from 3 to 4:30. And this is Postcard Town. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY, talking to Rob Talbot, organizer of Jack Frost Fest and also executive director of the Panada. We'll talk more about the Panada as the hour moves on. Here's the two tracks. That's the two tracks with Postcard Town, title cut off of that fine album, which came out in 2017. They are from Sheridan, Wyoming, but will be up here in Sandpoint, Idaho, playing at Jack Frost Fest on Saturday, November 18th. And we're here talking with Rob Talbot, who, among many other things, is the organizer of that event. Jack Frost Fest, Saturday the 18th, 12 to 7 p.m. at the Granary District. And if you don't know where that is, Matchwood Brewery and Evans Brothers Coffee, in that that wonderful space in between, which is, I'm just thinking of it now, it's such a cool space, and it's just a parking lot, like, during the week. And then they you know, every once in a while, they close it off, blow it out, and it becomes like this, its whole other thing.
Yeah, it's a really fun community space.
Yeah.
I really enjoy working with Matchwood and with Evans Brothers to do this. And mm-hmm. And Shotskis, huge thanks to the Shotskis and the climbing gym there for letting us take over some of their space and getting their way a little bit too. So
yeah,
we appreciate the community-ness of it, I guess is the way I like to throw it out there. It's so fun to see, and people can kind of come in. And you know, these free events, I really, really like them. I mean, the summer series is the same way. People can kind of swing by and catch a band or two, catch a beer or, you know, a cup of coffee, and just kind of stroll on through and stroll out to their next thing, or they can stay the whole day. Or, you know, there's so many opportunities with this, with it being free, and it just allows for everybody to enjoy it as much as possible. And, you know, again, the sponsors are just so vital in making that happen. Ting and North Root Architecture really stepped up this year. This is the first year they've been involved with Jack Frost Fest. They've been involved with the summer series, but it's the first year with Jack Frost Fest, and they again really stepped up to help out, along with Matchwood and Selly Design Group, who designed our artwork, did a great job over there. Evans Brothers, the Heartwood, the Novas of Evergreen Realty, Poochie's Pub, Schweitzer Mountain, The Reader, Washington Trust Bank, KPND Radio, Tomlinson Sotheby's, and KRFY. All, you know, if it weren't for these sponsors, it wouldn't happen, because, you know, just it's a different event when you have to do the tickets. And what makes this event special in my mind is that it's free and that it's community driven, and we can all get together and have a good time. And, you know, doesn't matter whether you got $20 to pay for a ticket or not.
Yeah. And you can all, you can just kind of, I can picture people just walking out their back door and looking up at the Granary, which is still the tallest building in town.
Yeah.
And would be a good spot for a radio transmitter too. But
there you go.
I know. We've looked into it, actually. I always thought that would be really cool, but it doesn't work for our frequency, unfortunately. I'll tell you about that some other time. There's a story there.
And we've got some great pictures actually on the website, Maddox Farm, MATTOX farm.com, and the Jack Frost Fest tab there at the top. We've got some great pictures from past events there. It is really a photogenic space.
It definitely is, yeah.
And it's going to be an action-packed day. I mean, from 11:30 to 7, we've got music going the whole time. We've got three local bands or musicians, and we've got one from Sheridan, Wyoming, the two tracks, and one from Seattle, Washington, General Mojo's. So we've got a pretty wide variety of music. We've got, again, face painting and children's crafts from around 1 to 4. And thanks Creations for doing that. And we've got the Panda's Beer of the Century launch party going on too. So trying to raise some money for the Panda and keep that fundraising going for that space. And speaking of a community, great community space, and key to our community, really.
Well, that seems like a good reason for us to talk a little bit about that. The Beer of the Century is coming out, and that is in the proceeds from that, sales of that beverage go to help the Panada Theater, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, I believe, here in Sandpoint, and is right down the street from this radio station. And that organization has a new executive director.
Who's that?
I'm here with him now. Rob Talbot, you have just About 2 weeks ago, you took the helm at the Panther Theater.
Yes. I'm still processing it, to be honest with you. You know, I started this crazy, crazy journey of switching from being a teacher, high school teacher, to took some time to switch off into getting into the music and production, event production world. And my first event was in April of 2017. Well, 2016 actually was my wedding, which was my wife and I got married at the farm, the Maddox Farm in Virginia.
Ah.
And we had three bands play. So basically had a music festival for our wedding.
Yeah.
That was my first event. But my first public event was at the Panada with a band called Yarn. In April of 2017. And then the next one was the two tracks at the Panada in August of 2017. And it's kind of grown from there. And, you know, I love that space so much. I've always had so much fun working in that space, bringing music to this community. And I love how it is always just, it's when you pull into town, it's kind of that space that anchors everything.
Oh, definitely.
That marquee and that building just commands attention and respect for our community. And it tells people that, hey, this is a community that respects and loves the arts. And we are going to get together and have fun with that. So it's just a huge honor to be a part of that space.
To get a little bit personal. So I must have known that you were a teacher, but it had slipped my mind. What'd you teach?
I taught government and history. I taught for a few years in a private school in West Virginia. I taught for four years in Virginia at a public school, and then I worked at Northwest Academy up in Naples when I first moved out here for a few years.
So that's what got you out this way?
Well, I was coming anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that was the financial tie, but I decided I was moving to the inland Northwest anyway. And when I came out here for that interview and came across a long bridge, I was like, I'm going to live here. And honestly, the natural beauty was what made me want to move here. But, you know, I've still got a friend from the first night I was here when I went to trivia night at McDuff's,
the old McDuff's,
when I was here for that interview. So you know, the people is what made this home. It's really been fun, and I love doing these events and putting these things on and working for the community and being able to talk to people and interact and see what they want and try to bring that in. And that's going to be a lot of fun to do that at the Panada.
Let's see. I knew they were looking for an executive director. I didn't know that you'd thrown your hat in the ring, actually. I was excited to see when they announced that you were hired.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a big task. It's a big job. Of course, you do have
a huge task.
There's a good foundation there, too.
There's a great foundation. Yeah. And it is one of the main reasons I decided to throw my hat in the ring is because the staff and the volunteers and the board there have gained a lot of momentum. The staff is amazing. It's great to work with Mindy and Caitlin and Doug and Todd. They're just great people that love the space and you know, there's never any question about motives. Like, everybody wants the place to do well. And is putting their heart and soul in their time that they work for the Panada. And, you know, the volunteers, it's amazing to see what they do. The cleanup crew that comes in on Monday morning is just really impressive. And then, you know, all these events that we're able to put on and with mostly volunteer crew. If you're looking to volunteer, you're looking to be a part of it, it's a really great group to be a part of. So we do need some more people because we want to start giving – we've got a lot of volunteers that have put a lot of time in, and I'd like for them to be able to enjoy a little bit more of the events instead of working so hard.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to get some more people in there and get some new eyes on the place and start making it involving more people from the community.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Always, everybody always needs more volunteers, but the Panada, I think, would be a fun place to, you know.
Well, if, you know, we're looking to ramp things up. Like I said, we've got a great crew. We're looking to bring in a lot more events. So we're going to need more volunteers.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I suppose that you probably don't have any like details about, you know, who's coming when or anything like that. But, what do you see, you know, for the future for like 2024 at the Panada, as opposed to what's been the last couple of years? What do you hope to bring that's, I don't know, new, different, as far as, I don't know, scheduling or types of events or anything like that?
Well, you know, well, first of all, these last couple of weeks has been kind of like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of getting my feet underneath me and, getting to know everybody, getting to see where we can all make our mark, you know, as far as the staff and the volunteers and the board. So, but in general, I mean, I think it's a pretty easy. The low-hanging fruit, the one that we all expect, I would hope, is that I'm going to bring in more music. I'm going to bring in more nationally touring bands and be able to pair up local regional bands to open for them and get more locals into that space in that type of environment where they've got a nice crowd and really work towards that. There's been an amazing uptick since COVID on the amount of plays that have gone into that space.
Yeah.
I want to definitely continue that. There's some really great groups. We just had five sellout shows at the Little Panada for a play.
Yeah. Oh, good.
In November. That little space has been, you know, it has a lot of potential. But it's tough because, you know, if you put too much in there, then it gets rowdy and unpleasant. But if you put too little in there, it feels like nothing's going on.
Yeah.
You know, so we got some ideas, and I think we're going to pair up with KRFY to bring some stuff in hopefully soon into that space and start taking advantage of that. Also, it's a great spot for parties. Like if you've got to want to do a birthday party or something like that, it's a fairly inexpensive rental. So if anybody wants to throw a birthday party for their mom, dad, or significant other, that's a good spot to do it. And you know, keep working on, again, keep some momentum with the plays. POAC has been doing a lot of great stuff recently. They're starting to bring kids back in. We've had two almost packed houses this fall, with Jarabe Mexicano and, Repertory Dance Theater of Utah. Mm-hmm. Those were great days with kids being bussed in from the schools. We want to continue stuff like that and support organizations, support the school systems and bringing those things in.
Cool. Yeah. Renting the Little Theater for a party is actually a great idea. I've never thought of that before.
Yeah.
It's a
pretty inexpensive space for what you get. And the tables and chairs are already there. And
It's originally a movie house.
I was actually just gonna say I do want to throw out there too. Like, I'm really excited about the possibilities of bringing in some fun movies that the community wants to see. And Jim was really excited about bringing in Barbie. We got Barbie coming in on the 9th.
Yeah,
we got two showings of Barbie. That's gonna be a lot of fun. And we're gonna keep kind of making sure the schedule's is good and full, and movies are a great way to do that.
Yeah,
because they're flexible. We don't have to get it on the routing.
Right. You don't have to. Yeah, it's. Do you know? Do they just come totally digitally now? You don't get anything in the mail or anything like that.
You can do it digitally, or you can do it with a disc.
Yeah, but you don't. You certainly don't have to wait for the print to be done. At some other theater before it makes it up here.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen a movie in that theater, you're missing out.
Indeed.
I mean, because it's. You want to talk about a throwback? It's great. Like, get a bag of pop. Like, take your kids, get a bag of popcorn or two, get some Milk Duds, and get a soda, and go hang out and watch a movie. I took my boy there the other night for the fly fishing festival, film festival.
Cool.
And he and I we just kind of cuddled, and he's 4 years old. And we just kind of got two chairs there and just kind of cuddled up, and he got to, "Whoa, what's that fish? Oh, what's that?" And, you know, to see that big screen. And,
yeah,
you know, I brought in my sound engineer from Maddox Farm Productions, AJ, and he came in and played with the sound and made it sound really good for Warren Miller.
Mm.
So we're going to keep improving the sound system in there and the lighting. Mm-hmm. We're going to push forward on those things too. So that way you've got that, you know, that thump when you're in there for a movie, you mm-hmm. can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to feel it.
Yeah.
It's gotta be all around you.
Huh. Do you know, and this is, I don't know if you're still learning about this or what, but like the process of like getting a movie like Barbie, for example, to the mm-hmm. Panetta Theater, that came out this year.
Yep.
But it's not, it came out in the summertime. Now it's November. Is that hard to do? Do you have to like negotiate with people and figure, you know, is there a pricing? Do they get a cut of it or something?
There is pricing. Yeah. You have to pay for the rights.
Right.
And those rights, you know, mm-hmm. typically are on for a day.
Oh, okay.
So we've got the rights for that movie for the day, and it's kind of like booking anything else. Like sometimes it's negotiable, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a percentage of the sales, sometimes it's just a flat fee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a little bit all over the place, and you know, that's why we have to charge a little bit of money to make that work, so we can pay mm-hmm. for those. So,
mm-hmm. Does the Panetta ever get anything or plan to ever get anything like first, you know, when a movie comes out in the fall or summer or something like that, it's playing at the Panetta at the same time it's playing,
you know,
elsewhere.
That's something we could definitely move towards.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I'm just curious.
There's so much expense to it.
Yeah.
And people don't see us that way yet.
Yeah.
I think if we start getting a lot of, mm-hmm. if we start getting a lot of traction with mm-hmm. the movies and the things that we show,
mm-hmm.
then that's something I would definitely be interested in looking at for a special movie, something that's coming out that's got a lot of anticipation.
Yeah,
and to see what those numbers look like, I would certainly be up for looking into that.
Yeah,
but the community, we're gonna look for the community to support what we're doing
uh-huh.
with some of the lower hanging fruit,
yeah.
so to speak, and the cheaper ones.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of leads into just a conversation about movies in general, where I don't know how people are. I mean, Barbie obviously did great. A lot of people went and saw that in the movie theater, but also so many movies just come out and the same day they come out in the theater, you can see them at home in your living room. And it's
correct. Yeah.
You know, it's taking, it's a changing business. I guess.
It is. And the thing that I would, you know, that I think about that is, you know, first of all, it's not on a 30-foot wide screen.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not, you don't have that community feel. Mm-hmm. You don't go say hi to other people. You don't get to see other friends and family,
mm-hmm.
In the same way. And mm-hmm. you don't get that same sound.
Yeah. I am one who definitely supports the going to see a movie as a thing that you do and not just something you put on in your living room.
Event, yeah. I think that is definitely part of our the American culture that I wish we had more of.
Me too. I think
this is a chance to kind of step back in time a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of feels like it's slipping away a little bit, but also maybe as, you know, my generation gets a little older, we start to appreciate that more than we did a few years back. I remember like being a kid, it seemed like during the summer, I saw a movie in the movie theater. I don't know. It seemed like every week. Like if I was in town, it was like, what are we doing? I don't know. What's at the movie theater? We'll go, you know, we'll go watch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to do. Fun. Even if it's not a great movie, it's a fun experience.
Yep.
To be out and see things with people.
My experience when I was growing up in the Southeast, you know, mm-hmm. I went to mostly the 99-cent ones.
Yeah.
And it was worth, in the summertime, it was worth 99-cent to get out of the heat and into the air conditioning.
Yeah. I think it was a $1 or a $2 movie theater not too far away from where I grew up, you'd catch them, you know, 6 weeks after they came out otherwise. But a great thing to do. And in the wintertime too. I think I saw every James Bond movie that came out between, you know, 1995 and 2000, whatever, went and saw it in the movie theater because it was what came out during the wintertime and happened to be my, by the way, we're here with Rob Talbot, if I haven't mentioned that lately. He's the new executive director of the Panada Theater, talking a little bit about movies, which is the origin of the Panada Theater, but it's also a great venue for live performing arts of all sorts. And Rob has been the executive director or the president or whatever of Maddox Farms Productions for the last, 5 years?
Almost seven, six and a half, okay, almost seven now. This is the 6th year we're doing Jack Frost Fest.
Yeah. And brings his experience as a live event coordinator to the Panada's upstairs office now.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to go through the events. Do you want to play?
Absolutely. Maybe,
do you want to play a Shook tune
for
a minute?
Yes,
because they're coming up on November 25th. Those tickets are selling fast.
Yeah.
They've sold out for the last 10 years, minus the 1 year for COVID. They didn't quite sell out in 2021, but there was, you know, COVID was still an issue with live events or with gathering at that point. So, but all the other ones have sold out. So this will sell out, and we're well over half, almost to two-thirds sold right now. So go get those tickets now.
That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
That's Saturday after Thanksgiving. Okay. It's been that way since before I moved up here in 2013. I remember that show was going on then.
Mm-hmm. What's a good, let's see here. I'll play one. It's kind of a short term tune from what we do, and it's called CRISPR. Huh. Okay. Here are the Shook Twins, and we'll talk more about what else is coming up at the Panada in just a minute. Shook Twins, local heroes, the Shook Twins, and they will be, one I think is already here in town, but they will be together performing again in Sandpoint on Saturday after Thanksgiving, Saturday the 25th?
That's the 25th, yep.
Yeah, Saturday the 25th, and usually that show sells out, the Shook Twins annual Giving Thanks show. You can get your tickets now, though. They're still some available at panada.org. We're here with Rob Talbot. He's the executive director of the Panada Theater. And after the Shook Twins, or in addition to the Shook Twins, what else is coming up at the Panada?
Oh, we got a pretty good, pretty full lineup. King Arthur's Quest is going on this weekend on the 18th at 1 and 4. That's put on, that's the Missoula Children's Theater, and that's brought in by Pondere Arts Council. So that's a really cool event, an opportunity for our local kids to get on the stage in the beautiful Panada Theater. So that's a pretty cool event. So get out there and support them and support Pondere Arts Council for all the good work they do.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Shooks Giving Thanks show, again, that's November 25th at 7:30. That, again, will sell out, so don't wait around too long. Allegro Dance Studio is presenting the Nutcracker on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You can just catch the show times on that at panada.org. Then we have Celtic Christmas with Evergreen. That show did really well last year. And again, I love that we can have two Celtic Christmas shows in town. And last year, the numbers were somewhere in the neighborhood. I think we had about 700 people went to these two shows combined.
Yeah. Celtic
That's
weekend.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
So that show did really well. So get those tickets now. And they're internationally touring artists. And then we have Barbie on December 9th, two showings of that. Then we have, you know, starting to move into January at that point. We got the Comedy Avalanche coming back to town. Mm-hmm. So check those things out, and really excited for all those events and looking forward to seeing people out and about.
Yeah. The other event coming. One more thing we wanted to mention was, if you are interested in volunteering at the Panda Theater, which is, in addition to being a cool venue, it's also a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, you can email me directly at Panda, or director at panda.org, and I can get that information off to the volunteer coordinator.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, again, we got another event for the Panda to throw out there is the Beer of the Century launch party. We got that going on at Jack Frost Fest this weekend on Saturday the 19th, and that's that event goes on from about 11:30 to 7.
18th.
November, Saturday, November 18th, and that is at the Granary District, and it is free to the public.
Yeah.
Music all day, arts, kids crafts, from creations and face painting, and it's all free because we got some great sponsors, including Ting, Northroot Architecture, Matchwood Brewing Company, Selly Design Group, Evans Brothers, Heartwood Center, the Novas of Evergreen Realty, Poochie's Pub, Schweitzer, The Reader, Washington Trust Bank, KPND Radio, Tomlinson Sotheby's, and KRFY.
All right. What else is, let's see.
Well, we got some, you know, that kind of leads me into, you know, the Heartwood is a sponsor on this. We got some great events coming up there. We do have a little bit of space time available for rentals. We got a lot of people trying to shove in end of the year parties. We got some space in January, but we're running out of space in December. So if you're looking to rent the space, that is info@heartwoodsandpoint.com. Shoot me an email there. We've got a great Celtic Christmas show there that is going to sell out. We've only got about 25 tickets left to that. That's on December 9th. So you can get those tickets at maddoxfarm.com.
You're at Maddox Farm Productions, which a couple years ago took over management of the Heartwood Center.
Correct.
But now you're the executive director of the Panada Theater.
Correct.
A lot to do all at once. What's your plan there?
I also booked the music for Eichhardt's, and we got General Mojo's playing a late night show there on Friday.
I could see if you just were able to cut out sleep, I could see a person maybe getting all this.
That's pretty much what I do.
Okay,
I do get to spend some good quality time with my kids and my wife, so I don't sleep much. It's true. There's some really great support. You know, I'm bringing in people to help out at the Heartwood and kind of putting a little bit more of that stuff. You know, honestly, a lot of stuff would not be happening if it weren't for the people that I work with, Alex Cope, and over at the Heartwood and with Maddox Farm, and AJ, who does a lot of sound for us, and Sean Van Gundy, who does sound for us as well. You know, a lot of these people really are making it possible. We're bringing in people to do various jobs. You know, this in the past at the Heartwood, I've done everything from cut the grass and clean the toilets and replace burnout light bulbs and booking the events, coordinating events. I'm cutting a lot of that out. I'm even working on bringing somebody in to be the general manager of the space. So kind of leaving a little bit more of that to the vision that's already there and letting that take root. And bringing in, you know, Alex and the people that we're bringing in, they all have a vision of what they want to see in that space too. So them being able to pull stuff in and do stuff that they want to do is going to be integral in making it the space that it needs to be. And, you know, it's a very different space than the Panada. The Heartwood and the Panada are very different spots, and it's really exciting to be able to develop both of those places and work together and not be competitive against each other. And that's one of the things I love about working in this town is there's, you know, people like to fill niches, like businesses fill niches and make it happen and do their thing, and it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
Yeah. We are just about out of time here. What else do we mention again? Jack Frost Fest this weekend. Have you tasted the beer yet? the Panada beer of the century?
I have not. We're actually going over to do the canning today.
Ooh.
So we'll release some of those photos tomorrow, I think it is.
Okay. Beer of the century.
Hopefully I'll sneak a taste. I mean, I don't know.
You know anything about it? What kind of beer it is or anything?
I do, but I don't think I'm supposed to tell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I think we're going to leave a little suspense there.
Okay.
It's going to be good, though. It's Matchwood.
Yeah. Let's see here. Also coming up this weekend, actually coming up literally today, tonight, from 5 to 8 p.m., get Pine Street Woods plowed. Pine Street Woods there is parenthetical. Get plowed. The annual town party supporting Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust, Sandpoint Nordic-Clegg and Ponderay Peddlers' efforts to keep the road to Pine Street Woods open for winter recreation. It's a family-friendly event at Matchwood Brewing tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. with food, beverages, community fun for all, raffles, and they need to raise something like $6,000 to keep the road plowed this winter. So hang out with friends and keep winter access for skiers, snowshoers, fat tire bikers, and snow hikers at the Pine Street Woods. I believe you can also go sledding up there while they're working on the Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust, the sled hill, too. King Arthur's Quest is this weekend at the Panada Theater. We mentioned that one already. Saturday, November 18th at 1 and 4 p.m. And the County Christmas Craft Fair is out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this weekend, November 18th and 19th during the day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Christmas Craft Fair at the Fairgrounds, and the 5th Annual Gingerbread House Contest. Go to bonnercountyfair.org for more information about that. There is much more going on. You can find information about it at sandpointonline.com. The big one, of course, Jack Frost Fest, Saturday, November 18th from 12 to 7 at the Granary District. Look for the tallest building in town, also in between Evans Brothers and Matchwood Brewing in the parking lot. They will turn that space into a very cool venue for five bands, the Two Tracks, General Mojo's, Bridges Home, Right Front Burner, and Stephen Wayne, and other entertainment fun for the whole family. This weekend on Saturday from 12 to 7. Rob Talbot, it's 9 o'clock. That's about it.
Jack, thanks very much for having me.
Thanks so much for coming by. Let's see. Tomorrow I'll be on with News of the Week at 8 o'clock in the morning. And tonight, actually, well, Jim Healy is sick, so the folk show will probably be a rerun tonight. But listen to KRFY. Right now it's Bird Note and Auto's Eclectic Mix all day long. You're on Panhandle Community Radio. It's 88.5 FM, Ponderay.